How did you wash the dishes?
Well, we'd wash our dishes in one pan of soapy water, you know, and put it over another pan of hot, pour hot scalding water over it.
And what would that do?
That'd drench them and get the soap.
I see. Okay. And what did you use when you were washing the dishes? What did you hold in your hand?
A dish rag.
Okay. And all right. And what did you use to dry them?
Well, with a dish towel.
All right. And something you'd use, something similar to that you'd use on your face when you're washing your face.
Well, they call them washcloths now. That back then they called them a wash rag.
Okay. and you dried yourself with a...
with a towel.
Okay. Now, you talked about the spigot. Now, that was at the sink, right? Nowadays they're at the sink.
We didn't have a sink. We had a cook table.
Okay.
Right side of our stove. Right.
Did you ever get anything in a large container, a great big container, a big round container? When you made molasses, what'd you store it in?
We had tin cans.
Uh-huh.
Hold about 7 and 8 gallons.
Uh-huh.
With lids.
Uh-huh. Did you ever remember? I'm sure you've seen these things that beer comes in now. You know, these great big containers,
mm-hmm.
round containers, and they have a kind of thing on it.
Spigot.
Yeah, would you call it a spigot on a?
I don't know whether they called it that back then or not.
Uh huh.
Was it? I don't know. But they had one on, you know, where they let the juice run out from the mill.
Yeah.
When it's making molasses, they turn that into. I guess they called it spigot, I don't know.
Okay. And how about on the side of a house, if you were going to, right here, if you had a place to hook up a hose, would you call that the same thing?
Yeah.
That would all be the same thing. And the, what about the things you ate with? What were your dishes like and the things you used, how did they differ from the ones you...
Well, back then they just had plain old plate, white plates.
Uh-huh.
And now they usually floured or trimmed up or something.
I see.
You know, fixed up.
Right.
Nice and forward.
I see. What? Okay. And what were they? Were they made of the same sort of thing they're made of today?
No. Some of them had wooden handles. Some of them had bone handles.
Uh-huh.
Things like that.
I see. You mentioned. A fork and a
knife and spoon.
Okay, that was the other one I wanted to use. Now we're talking about this. We're talking about this big thing that might have a spigot on it. What would you call that? A big round thing.
Barrel.
Yeah. And do you remember things? Great big things that were used, and you'd see them in stores where molasses and lard might be. Molasses and lard might be kept. You went in a big store, big country store.
Well, they kept it in tin cans.
And if you were going to pour something in from a larger container into something like this,
make a funnel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And something, and you'd to make a horse go, you have to crack a
whip.
And the when you went to the store and you'd get something, they'd put it in a paper.
They called them paper sacks then. They call them bags now.
Okay. They ever call them anything else?
No.
They never called them pokes up there.
Pokes, yes, sometimes.
Oh, they did.
Paper pokes.
Okay.
Paper sacks.
Now, when you'd get 100 pounds if you put 100 pounds of potatoes in something, you know, you put it into a great big, what would you call it? Made of cloth.
They called them grace sacks.
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
Did they ever call them anything else?
Well, burlap.
Anything else? Did you ever hear them called toe sacks?
Toe sacks, yeah.
Okay, and were those all the same thing?
Yeah.
Pretty much the same thing?
Some called them one, some called them the other.
Okay, and if you you're about out of corn, and you say you have to go down to the mill, and you're just going to go down to the mill and get some more, grind some corn, did you have a mill right there?
Yeah, we had a mill pretty close.